This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Rob Kennedy. Our guest this week is pianist Hélène Grimaud. She talked about her new recording, Silent Songs, the music of Valentin Silvestrov. Hélène Grimaud, what was the inspiration for your new recording, Hélène Grimaud Plays Valentin Silvestrov?
Well, the inspiration was the introduction to his music a long time ago now, nearly two decades ago. I was given the recording of the Silent Song Cycle as a gift. And it was a wonderful gift because, look, 18 years later, I'm still at it. It took a long time to make this project come to life, but I became fascinated with Valentin Silvestrov's world right there and then, and started to look into the repertoire and more of his pieces, and started to learn, you know, play, program them in concert, and some of them in recordings as well. So for me, it's been a long relationship already, but to be able to actually play that original repertoire, which made me fall in love with his language and his music, is of course extra special. But I needed to find the right partner and a partner of this stature. I'm grateful that that could happen so that the project could take place.
Hélène, tell our listeners about this Ukrainian composer, Valentin Silvestrov, who's unfamiliar to most of us. Can you tell us where he fits in and what attracted you to his music?
Well, what attracted me to his music is the purity of the language, the simplicity, at the same time, the sophistication of it in its nearly infinite variety of colors and textures. There is a beautiful transparency to the music. It's something very special. It is emotional music. And if music is not emotional, I still believe that we don't really need it. It can be impressive. It can be intriguing. It can be intellectually stimulating, all sorts of things. But at the end of the day, it is probably the most primal art form. And it is one that needs to speak to the human heart. And his music emanates from the soul. And it is both very fragile and very intense at the same time. It's utterly poetic. And for all those reasons, I'm really grateful that I get to be an ambassador for it.
And we're grateful for your artistry with it. I was particularly taken with Silvestrov's two dialogues. What were the challenges you faced while playing them?
Probably to find the right variation and touch. And the art of rubato. I mean, of course, this is something as pianists that we become familiar with from a very early age with Chopin. But the art of rubato is really something quite magical because it's very elusive. You have to feel it. Time gets suspended. You steal it. You give it back. So you have to have this shared freedom with the partners. You have to breathe as one. Nothing can be contrived or rehearsed about it. So, of course, you spend the time in rehearsal to get to that place where you become one organism, but it has to be absolutely natural. And you have to find this transparency of color so that the sound of the other instruments can somehow shimmer through the piano texture and vice versa. So it's probably finding the right degree of intimacy while still being able to project demonstrative way for the audience, you know, what this music is about. So it's a reconciliation of opposites.
I noticed that especially in the Bagatelles. The intimacy there just shone through. It's quite a remarkable performance. Can you tell us about the Bagatelles? Were they early or late works?
Actually, if you look at the totality of the cycle, you could say, well, it's rather on the both, actually. And so it belongs to his later language, of course, which is now almost more avant-garde than what he was doing in the early years. He said something very interesting, too, after the concert in September. He was talking about how he was criticized for writing how in the Silent Songs, when the singer has the phrase, the piano plays the melody underneath, the same melody. So he talked about how he was criticized for doing that and was told that was not really acceptable in terms of compositional technique. And he told us with a beautiful sparkle in his eye that he responded by saying that the art of writing melody was already at the time such an endangered species that he felt important to write it twice rather than just once. And so the Bagatelles, there is some similarity to that. There are pieces which are extremely humble. By definition, the form of the Bagatelle is something very unassuming. but the result is something which remains with you. You have such miniatures, but the essence of the expression, there's so much humanity within it that it has much more of an impact than you even realize while listening to it.
They have a poignant quality that is so endearing. As somebody who schedules music here at the radio station, I was thinking immediately of which day part I would put them in. Just beautiful. One last question about Silvestrov. He's a pianist, so what was it like having a pianist play the pianist's music?
It's always intimidating, of course. But at the same time, it's wonderful because you always want to have the chance to ask composers. And when they're a pianist, well, first of all, it is so important when the composer can himself play the instrument, because I do believe that it guides the writing. You have to be able to exploit, it's not a nice word, but the expressive capabilities of the instrument. And it really takes that personal connection. I, of course, had been listening to his recordings. And so I was familiar with his playing and the way he takes the sound. But it's both intimidating and at the same time wonderful, because it carries you somehow. And of course, we walked out there hoping to not disappoint, to make him proud, to make him happy, simply. And we certainly gave it our all. When the audience connects with this music, which happens every single time, I mean, it's been wonderful to see over the course of the last decade and a half. It's very fulfilling. Yes, I think he was happy. I hope he was himself astonished by how sublime his music is.
I know our listeners are going to be very impressed with the sublime quality of his music, and also the incredibly artful performance that you gave on this marvelous new recording. Hélène Grimaud plays Valentin Silvestrov. Thank you, Hélène. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Robert. Thank you for having me.
Our guest on Preview this week has been pianist Hélène Grimaud. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org. Thank you for your support.